Shuris Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuris Bavli, Daf Lamed Daled. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chafala from the base of the first Mishnah. Mashpina Aleichem Em Loi Tavoyu, Vatiyiduni, Shani Koyen, Shani Levi, Sheini, Ben Gusha, Sheini Ben Chalutza, Vashish Proini Koyen, Vashish Proini Levi, Vashaini Ben Gusha, Vashaini Ben Chalutza, Shaonas Ish Proini, Upito Es Bitoi, Vashachava Bi, Bani, Vashahidli Kedishi, Vashamath, Hoy Elu Bituim. If he said, I impose a shur on you if you will not come and testify to me that I'm a Kohen, or a Levi, or regarding a Kohen, that my mother was not divorced to a Chalutza, or that Pliny is a Kohen, or a Levi, or that his mother wasn't divorced to a Chalutza, or that Reuben raped or enticed Shimon's daughter, or that my son wounded me, or that Shimon wounded me or burned my stack on Shabbos, then even if they knew testimony and refused to testify, they are exempt. And the Gemara says, Nefesh ki sechta, Nefesh ki sechta, l'gzeir shava, ma nefesh ki sechta, shneem la'alon, t'vuos mamoin v'yeshloi, Af nefesh ki sechta shenema kan, shi'es momen v'yeshloi. The Gemara says, we learn from a gzeir shava on the word nefesh ki sechta, a soul that will sin, in two places in Vayikra, Perek Hei, Pasuk Aleph, and in Pasuk Chof Aleph, just like nefesh ki sechta said regarding Shuras HaPikadon, refers to a claim of money, and it is owed to him, to the claimant. Also, nefesh ki sechta said here refers to a claim of money, and it's owed to him. Leisa dapliga avish lokish, Dama ein moment, it's a makos. Is this unlike Rish Lakish, who said that there's no money where there are lashes for one who was warned? Pata like Rav Meir, Dama leike mashalim. The answer is we can explain like Rav Meir, who said that he is lashed and pays. Yikamokim lehifzi the moment. The Gemara asks, well, in the earlier Mishnah, he said that they are liable for a claim of kefel, for double payment, 4 or 5, means even if the principal was returned. What's the reason? Even though the defendant was obligated, in any case, not testifying about the fine did not cause a loss of mammon. We learn from the Shur Sabikadin in which he lost the principal. The answer is, since he needed to pay him, and the testimony would have obligated him, and now that he did not testify, he didn't give to him, it's as if he made him lose money.